Now, today, the presidential election is coming down to a crucial few days for the people who are looking to get on the ballot paper. We saw at the weekend, Sinn Féin supporting Catherine Connolly. That's three people on the ballot paper now. Garrett Sheridan and Maria Steen are seeking late support from councillors, TDs and senators before Wednesday's deadline for nominations. There's a whole host of 12 local authorities voting today. Mr Sheridan's campaign believes a couple of councils could get him over the line. Awfully low to meet. He needs two. He got blocked by Carlo on Friday, which is a bit of a blow. Independent Maria Steen is seeking a nomination via the Oireachtas. She needs the support of 20 TDs and senators and currently has the backing of 13. And she will be meeting with the Independent Ireland group this morning. Well, with me on the line is one of those who is supporting Maria Steen, and that is Minister for State at the Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Ray. Minister Healy-Ray, good morning to you and thanks for talking to me on the programme. I suppose your reason, really, you released a statement and you let people know you are supporting Maria Steen because you want to see her get a chance to run. Is that it?
Well, I'll explain it very, very simply, Gerry, and thanks for the opportunity and good morning to you and everybody in County Kerry. In 2011, I was approached then by Sinn Féin and the late Martin McGuinness to sign a nomination paper to allow him to run to go before the people and to allow him to be on the ballot paper. I made it quite clear at the time to both the late Martin and to Sinn Féin that I was willing to sign the nomination paper, but I wanted to make it clear I wasn't supporting him electorally. I wasn't going to vote for him. But I believed that democracy is best served when candidates who are serious and committed, that they wouldn't be denied their place on the ballot paper. Now, this is the exact same situation. My commitment is with a different candidate, and that is with Heather Humphreys. I will be voting for her. I believe that she's the best placed person to be the next president of Ireland, and I'm backing her 100%, and I'm unwavering in that. But then you might say, well, how am I allowing another person get on the paper? Because I believe in democracy. When I was running jury in council elections and in Dáil elections and every election, you have to respect the fact that you're not going to be the only person on the paper. And I think having only three people going forward on this paper, I believe it was what I'd call a narrow field. And whether you're going to vote for Maria Steen or not, I believe it would be a very mean person would say that she shouldn't be on the paper because she is a credible candidate. I mean, there are many people who would have wanted to be on the paper. And to be honest about it, Gerry, they weren't what I'd call anyway serious whatsoever. And sure, you know that yourself. And we won't go naming people or talking about people. But there were people who came out and said, oh, sure, I should be president because I think I'd make a great president. That's only foolishness and nonsense. But this lady has been involved in different campaigns. Many of the campaigns that she would have been involved in would have been campaigns that I would have been supporting very much myself. So the reason I'm signing the nomination paper is I believe it's the right thing to do. I did it a number of days ago because I wanted to see could I spur other people into action because everybody seems to be holding off. I'm sure you could hold off forever. The close is Wednesday. So I believe if people are going to support her, to use the old saying, they should pee or get off the pot, do you know?
Yeah. And do you think she'll get that support? Will she reach 20? What's your view now?
It's running very, very tight. I mean, there are a number of people who are prevaricating. And to be honest with you, they'd want to make up their minds now. They're either going to man up and sign a piece of paper for her or not. And if they're not, they should come out and just say they're not going to. And but I mean, I'm only one little person. I've one little vote, and I've used that. I signed the paper. I think it was 6 or 7 o'clock yesterday morning. A man travelled down from Dublin overnight, and I signed the paper here quite simply because I wanted to spur the thing on. And do you know, there's a time to show a bit of leadership and a little bit of courage, and we could all be standing back and say, leave it to somebody else. But you either want her to be on the paper or not. And like I said, just because you sign a nomination paper, that's only allowing democracy to take place. And I don't believe that anybody could really argue with that.
Okay. Why would you say it's a suggestion that you're trying to have it all ways and every way in this campaign? You're backing Heather Humphreys. Maria Steen is religiously conservative. She's got support. She has support in this country. Some of your own voters, maybe, you're trying to placate them by saying, yeah, look, I'll give her an old scratch and try and get her on the ballot paper, and that'll reflect well on me. No. That this is about you trying to be on every side of the fence when it comes to this campaign.
Absolutely not, because I'm doing what I did in 2011. I believed that whether you agreed with him or not, Martin McGuinness was what I'd call a big political influence in politics on both sides of the border. He wanted to get on the ballot paper to be president of Ireland. Sinn Féin were very far short, or a number short anyway, at the time, because they didn't have enough seats, they didn't have enough votes. He approached me, Sinn Féin, both nationally and locally, approached me. And again, I stood back and I thought about it, that why should I deny a man the right to be on the paper? And then the people would decide. It's the exact same issue today, and nobody can accuse me of anything like that, because at the very beginning...
I take your point, Michael, but what would you say to someone say when 2011...
Can I finish the answer?
Make the point, yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. The point is, there is no such thing as being on both sides. I've said very clearly, the only reason I'm signing the paper is to lower be on the ballot. But I'm saying very clearly, I'm not voting for her, because my commitment is with Heather Humphreys. I believe that, and I've said this, I said it a year and a half ago when I asked Heather Humphreys to run. I believe that she would be an excellent person, and she, you know, I just thought she was the right person for the job. But allowing somebody else on the paper it has nothing to do with me.
What would you say, though, to someone who suggested, well, you did the same thing in 2011. You were trying to be on both sides. You were trying to appeal to some voters who were more Republican-thinking, looking for number twos off Sinn Féin voters by backing Martin McGuinness at that time. That it was another example of being on both sides of it.
No, it's a thing called democracy, Jerry. And I believe that democracy is best served when candidates who are serious and committed are not denied their place on the ballot paper. I think it would be mean of me today, if there are people in Ireland, or if they're in Kerry or wherever they are, that would support Maria Steen, it would be a mean and horrible thing of me, just for the sake of signing my name, to deny her that right. The people are going to decide then who they want, and the people are the bosses. No more than when my name is on a ballot paper, people can vote for me or pass me by, and the same goes for all the rest of the Healy Rays. That's a thing called democracy. So anybody that accuses me of anything, I'm very sorry, they're wrong. I'm very clear, I believe in the democratic process. It has happened to me many times on a jury that I've been running, and we'll say whether it was for the council years ago, and maybe close friends of mine actually ran against me. And my attitude was, oh, look, you mightn't like it, but it's democracy, and look, the people will decide at the end of the day.
Okay, speaking of the rest of the Healy Rays, your brother deputy, Danny Healy Rays, shipped a lot of criticism in the last number of days from different groups and different parties, as I am the autism group critical of his comments made in the Dáil last week when he called for a review on why there's an increase in the number of children in this country presenting with autism. He mentioned in the course of a discussion and his submission to the Dáil that evening on it, that perhaps it was something to do with a lack of vitamins and more investigation was needed, and that this has upset a lot of people, maybe feeling that it's apportioning blame on parents of those who have children with autism. What's your response on this issue?
Well, I wouldn't agree with that, because autism is not the blame of the parents or of anybody. It's part of who people are, and we have to respect and support every child and every adult and every family living with autism. It's a very serious issue. For many, many years, working as a public representative, I meet with families on a weekly basis, including over this weekend, who are trying to get proper supports for their children. Whether that's schools, therapies or respite, that's where our focus needs to be on this issue. And we needn't do anything that would cause any trouble. All we need to all be working harder to deliver these services, and in understanding that families need and deserve better. And just as I have the opportunity, I want to pay a very special tribute, Jerry. And that's to the parents, to the carers and the advocates here in Kerry and across the country. And I know and work with many of them on a daily basis. They're doing extraordinary work and often under huge amounts of pressure. And my personal commitment is to keep standing with them and doing everything I can to make sure that the right supports are in place. And that's the real issue here, I think. And that's where we should all be focusing on, both you and I.
Do you think that Deputy Healy Ray misspoke, though, or should retract his comments? No, he said he fully supports people. The comments were taken out of context. Do you accept him at his word on that? Or does he need to do more?
100%, because when a person says something, sure, I mean, it can be taken out of context. Of course it can. And if you analyse anything that any one of us say and take it in isolation, but like you asked me a sort of a straight question and I'd like to think I gave you a straight answer.
Right, okay. Final comment for you, a question for you, Minister Healy Ray. Another Minister for State in the government you're supporting has said that workers should be prioritised on a social housing list. Do you agree with Robert Troy?
Now, I heard that report this morning, and again, I'd love to know the context that it was made in, because if you take
I'll explain the context for you. He was supporting ideas in Mullingar. This is for the Westmeath. They were doing a review, and he gave a submission saying, look, I think that people who are in a job, aside from carers, people with disabilities, and single parents of young children who can't work because they're looking after them, take those out of it. But then, if you're someone who's working and someone who's not working, the person who's working should be further up the tree in terms of getting a social house. That's what he says.
You couldn't agree with that, because we spoke a second ago about stigma and with regard to the autism, and that we don't want to do anything to make people with autism be stigmatised in any type of way, because that's not nice. I value and I cherish work. I adore the idea of being out early in the morning and going away and working and doing a good hard day's work, whatever it is. And I value that more than a lot of people maybe. But at the same time, just because of maybe 100 different reasons, there could be any type of reason that a person doesn't have work. And I would encourage people and young people there, you know, I don't like to see people standing around for too long, and everybody that knows me knows that. But for a politician to say, well, if you're not working, you should be further down the list. To be honest, that's not fair, because it's doing what we just spoke about a minute ago with regard to the autism. It's stigmatising people. And it's a case of, you know, is Jerry Sullivan better than somebody else because Jerry Sullivan has a job, you know? And like, that's not right. What we should be doing with regard to housing, and I have a lot of concerns about housing and a lot of concerns about housing policy, but what we should be doing is tackling the issue that we have in providing more homes, be they state provided or be they rentals or whatever type of accommodation through the approved housing bodies and all of that. But to sort of point your finger at any person and say, well, you should be further down the list, you know, than somebody else, that's not right. I was inside in Scott's Hotel on Saturday, and you know, the amount of people, again, with housing, like, it's a real, real, real serious problem. And to see lovely families coming in and lovely young people who all they want is to get a key of their own, you know?
Yeah.
And that is a major problem facing us here in Ireland today.
Okay, all right. Minister Healy Ray, thanks for talking to me about those issues this morning. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. What Michael Healy Ray has had to say about supporting Maria Steen and other issues, we want to hear from you.